Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to the subject at hand today, as we talk about our mother's influence on our lives, let me remind you on May the 15th at 10 o'clock in the morning, we're going to have the Mark V Quartet in concert with us at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located exactly 1 mile south of I-295 on Old St. Augustine Road. Take a moment and just listen to this very brief portion of some of the great singing that we'll be witness to and having the privilege to enjoy on that Sunday morning.
I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I'm
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Beulah Land, one of my favorite songs. That'll be part of the lineup on Sunday morning, May 15th at 10 o'clock. That's the Mark V Quartet. We're looking forward to having you join us. There's no ticket cost. There's no cover charge. There will be a free will offering taken to support their work and their ministry and the gospel singing. We look forward to seeing you then. And even before then, the invitation is open for you to join us this Sunday for the celebration of Mother's Day. Mother's Day this Sunday, looking to have you with us. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have one of our 4 sons that's on the line with us, Glenn, we're talking about mothers, and you're talking about mom, and I've always called her Miss Far Above Rubies. And in Proverbs 31:10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And then when you look at that 28th verse of Proverbs 31, the scripture says, her children arise and call her blessed, and her husband also, he praiseth her. And that's what we are talking about your mom, my wife, our mother in our home, and what she has meant to us for all of these years. And we've celebrated in America since 1914 that special day called Mother's Day. But in that Proverbs 31 text, Glenn, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, says, who can find a virtuous woman? The scripture is literally talking about the rarity of a virtuous woman. The word virtuous there simply means noble in character, excellent, one that is capable with an excellent character and godly strength. How would you identify that as applying to your mom?
Well, I can tell you she loves to multitask. She can get more done than any other lady I've ever seen, which actually set a pretty high standard when I was looking for a wife. My mom didn't sit still. She could have 10 things going at one time, and you know, we're at the other end of the house in the bedroom. She's in the kitchen, and I'm telling you, she knew when we struck a match Who's playing with matches? How in the world? I mean, cooking on the stove and everything else going on, we couldn't get away with anything. She was very, what's the word, attentive. She was minding her business and our business, too, to make sure we didn't get into trouble. She's got a nose like no other. But she made sure we were taken care of. She didn't have to, what's the word, she didn't have to stay on top of us. But we knew that Mom was watching or listening or like that nose. She smelled what was going on. She knew if we were up to something. I think generally if we got quiet, she knew bad things were about to happen. But Mom was able to accomplish so many things and juggle myself and three brothers. That's amazing. She is not a lazy person. She is a hard worker. It's tough to find her sitting still. Because even if she was sitting down, she's got four things going on. You didn't see it. It was good.
Always said she didn't see. She's never sat and watched the television watching as the stomach churns as a pastime. It's always been busy in serving the Lord and growing and developing and training four sons in the home. Glenn, I'm looking at an article. It was published this morning from a Million Moms website, and it says, being a mother is the most wonderful job imaginable. There's nothing like it. Our lives were changed forever, in a good way, of course, the moment we brought our precious little ones home from the hospital. Whether you have a newborn, preschooler, teen, or teenager, there are both good days and bad days of being a mother, but each day helps us grow and become a better mother. This is part of God's awesome plan for us. While motherhood is certainly a noble calling and a blessing from God, it's not always easy. But what an important role we have as mothers. Our children need love, discipline, and someone to teach them how to follow Jesus. Our main goal as a mother is to see that our children accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We teach them this through the Word of God and by deed, an example in our own life. And I believe, Glenn, that could be a true statement without any hesitation about Mom and how you four boys were trained and what Mom's influence was on your life. I'm thankful for that. In fact, as we look at the Proverbs 31 text, the one that I call Miss Far Above Rubies, we see her rarity. Who can find a virtuous woman? We find her riches. Her value, the scripture says, or worth, that is her price, that is the value, is far above rubies. And I've simply made the statement for many years, a godly woman, a mother that loves the Lord Jesus Christ is worth more than all the diamonds, all the jewelry, all of the rubies, all of the money in all the world, because of the scriptures speaking of that in Proverbs 31. I commend that text to our listeners today, Proverbs 31, verses 10 and falling for the balance of that chapter. Fantastic study of what I've called for years, Ms. Far Above Rubies. Glenn, thankful for you and for your brothers and for what the impact Mom has had in your life. And when you look at this text, Glenn, and then I'll let you go, but when you look at it, reading the balance of that Proverbs 31, in verse 11 and 12, we see her reliability. And I believe this applies to Mom. The heart of her husband doth not touch. Can doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And multitudes, in fact, you boys may have heard her say that at some point in time, when there would be some question, a comment, or dialogue, or discussion that we would have, she'd say, remember, she'll do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And that's exactly Mom's life and legacy that she gives for each of us and for you four boys, a mother's influence in your life. Do you have one or two other statements you'd like to make before we let you go?
Yes, sir. She set the standard, which made it really tough to date any girl who couldn't sing or cook or dress well. it made it tough. And sometimes I had to keep my mouth shut because Tammy, my wife, and we've got three daughters, one in heaven, one on the department and one that's still in school. But sometimes my wife will make something and she goes, I know it's not as good as your mom's, but it's probably close. And you know, you keep your mouth shut. It's delicious, because you know when you get to mama's house, it's going to be what you grew up with, and that's what you know. And she had Tammy's like trying to make it like mom made it so that she would satisfy me. Now, that's a good wife. Okay,
that's right.
Emulate the mother-in-law, like the Ruth and Naomi situation, hanging on and looking up to that godly woman that's setting the standard. And not that my wife's mother wasn't. It's just that my mother-in-law, Tammy's mama, died years ago, and so my mom is now also her mom. And so Tammy at one point said when she lost both of her parents, she kind of felt like an orphan, but because she's in my family, she's part of the family that way too. But my mother never slept in. I've never seen her take a lazy day in her life unless she was very sick. And even then, sick mama still gets up and takes care of the kids. You know, when the kids are sick and the dad's sick, everything, you know, stops in that direction, but mama never stops. She just keeps on going. Even when she was hurt, she didn't want people attending to her. She was asking if we needed anything. I remember when she broke her arm and had to get pins in it, and it just made you cringe to look at it because you know it hurt. She never complained. Mm-hmm. Okay? She was upset that she wasn't able to do things for us.
Yes.
I mean, what kind of that? That's the standard. That's the highest standard right there, always looking out for others. And she did. She has always looked out for us.
Absolutely. In fact, when you studied the Proverbs 31, Ms. Far Above Rubies, she was a stable mother and a wife. Verse 11, she was supportive of her husband and the family. And I'm thankful for that. Glenn, thank you so much for taking time to call in and share words of praise and thanksgiving for Mom. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Thank you. Love you. God bless you. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Go ahead, Miranda, with your question or comment, please.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Hey, I'm thankful that you called.
Yes. I have been the beneficiary of a wonderful mother as well. My mother always put my brother and I ahead of herself. She loved God, and she taught us about God from the time we were very small. And read Bible stories to us. My mother was just an exemplary mother. And not only was she a mother to her actual children, but my mother, over her period of her lifetime at her various jobs that she worked, she always had younger people who looked up to her and sort of sought out her guidance and her help. And she always had a whole list of people she was praying for, and that she was concerned about, and that she would talk to me about and say, oh, this one's going through this, and this one's going through that, and remember to pray for them. And my mother was just awesome. My mother was, she passed away at the age of 91.
Amen.
She was like an angel on earth for all of the people that she influenced. And she influenced many, many people. She was among the oldest children in her family. She was the second of the oldest, and she was a rock for her whole family. Anyway, and I'm grateful, and I lived a blessed life because of her. So,
amen.
That's
a rich, rich legacy. Thank you so much for sharing that testimony of Mom with us today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Very good, very good. I am very blessed on today, and thank you so much for this wonderful program to pay tribute to the wonderful mothers out there. I'm sure that you had a great mother, Mother Youngblood. I could see the handworks of her in your life, because it reflects also into the lives of your sons and, you know, everyone else in your family. She had to be a praying mother, that closely, you know, loved God and walked with Him and trusted in Him, and she passed down all of those teachings to her sons and to the rest of the family. So likewise, my mother did the same. Mother Verdi Davis, she was a mother to everyone. It didn't make a difference what color your skin was. She was a mother. If you didn't have a mother, she tried to be your mother,
and that's
the kind of heart that she had, the love that she had for everyone. She didn't see anybody. She didn't meet enemies, in other words. Everybody she met was a friend to her. Even if they tried to mistreat her, she still treated them with love. She let love win rather than hate. And I thank God for that, because instill a lot of that into us right now on today. And when I start thinking about mothers, not just my own natural birth mother, just like Hebrews chapter 11, we call that the hall of faith. I have a hall of mothers that I could pay tribute to on today, but I won't do that for the sake of time because, like I foresaid, in my hall of mothers, I have mothers of all races and nationalities as well, black and white, that I could call some names on today. And if they heard me call their name, then they would know that this is my son giving me tribute on today. But I love them, and I know that they love me. And I thank God for that, you know, because, you know, it takes the love of God in order to help us to be able to love others in spite of. And I thank God for mothers. They have a special type of love. And when we look at the scriptures, God said, my love is greater than your mother's love. So I thank God because he loves us that way. But he also gave us mothers to extend the very same love that he has toward us so that we would know about the great love that God has for us as his children. And I did a little bit of research on mothers, and I won't be long, but I just want to call out a couple of them that I took the time out to research in the scriptures. And it talked about Sarah, the mother who waited. When we look at what Sarah, the great blessing, amen, that's why we are blessed on today. Because even though Sarah laughed at God at the time when he made the promise, 25 years later, the promise of God came into fruition into her life. Because through, amen, her seed, amen, we got Jesus Christ, amen. And all the nations of the earth were blessed through that seed. And then next, when we look at Rebecca, we call her the mother who believed. Because when we look at Rebecca being a woman of great faith, she obeyed God when Isaac's servant told her of the man who wanted to marry her. And when you read that story, you see how the servant of Isaac prayed, and he told God in the prayer, whoever it is that you lead me to, let her be able to, in other words, give water to my camels and to help us out, extend a helping hand to us, in other words, just to make a long story short. And when that happened, he knew that that was the one that he was supposed to have as his master's wife. And then when we look at Hagar, the woman who endured, even though she was an Egyptian slave to Sarah, she didn't have much to say about anything, and especially not in becoming Abraham's wife. Though her status changed, she was still secondary to Sarah. So when we look at, amen, even though the promise didn't come through Hagar, God still told Abraham when he went to him and said, would you bless Ishmael? God said, I heard you. I heard you. But the promise is coming through Isaac. So then that's the reason why when we look at these things on today, the great love and the great sacrifices that these mothers that are just called out, and then the mothers that grace our lives on today, we have a lot to be thankful for. And I want to encourage each and everyone, if you have a mother on today, go to your mother and love her. Yes. I no longer have mine on today, but I love her just the same because I realize that she's with the Lord one day, and I hope to see her again sometime soon. Amen. But if you have a mother, go and hug her, love her, amen, show her all the love that you can. Because I guarantee you, when the day comes that you don't have her anymore, it's going to be too late to say, I wish I would have, could have, should have. Let's go ahead and get the job done right now. Give them the love that they properly deserve.
Amen. Good recommendation and good testimony for that. Pastor Davis, thank you so much for your call, for your words of encouragement to our listeners, and for the testimony of the legacy of mom, mother in your life. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
God bless you. Have a blessed day. I believe we have some grandkids on the telephone with us. Somebody tell me who you are.
Hi, Papa.
Hey. Is this Tiffany?
Yes, sir.
Tiffany, tell our listeners something about Mama and something about your mother and the influence they've had on your life for Jesus.
So I love Mama and my mom, and they cook great. They clean the house. They do everything for us. Whenever I come over to Mama and Papa's house, Mama always gives us sweets. She always loves on us. She always lets us watch TV.
She spoils you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. She spoils us a lot.
But Tiffany, since many people that's listening do not know, tell us, did Mom and Dad and Mama, Papa, were they influential in your life for you to say yes to Jesus?
Yes, sir, they did.
Absolutely, and I'm thankful for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our granddaughters, Tiffany, and Tiffany's got a brother named Tyler, and we called the two of them together TNT because they are dynamite. Tiffany, thank you. Is your big brother around?
Yes, sir, he is. Here's Tyler.
Thank you for sharing with us today.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hey, Mr. T. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tyler, one of our grandsons. Tyler, tell us about your mother and about Mama, your grandmother. What are your thoughts? Have they impacted your life for Jesus? Tell us how they have impacted your life and the legacy and the influence on your life.
Well, they love me very much, and they teach me about the Bible. They're the ones that led me to the Lord.
Amen. Then they have had a dramatic, actual, powerful influence on your life. That's what moms and dads are for. That's what grandparents are for. And I know with your mama, with grandma, she loves you. And every chance talking with you about the Lord. And you have, as I understand it, our listeners do not know, but you've already said yes to Jesus as Savior in your life. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And Mom and Dad had an influence on your life for that. And I'm thankful for it. Tell me something. Is Mom right around there that she could talk about her mother and share what she means to her?
Hey, Dad, it's Debbie. I'm here.
Hey, Debbie. Let our listeners know the influence your mom's had on your life and with your mama, as we've all known Mom. Just share briefly a testimony with our listeners, the influence they've had and what it means to you and how it has been beneficial in your life.
Yes, sir. My mom has been a steadfast support in my life all these years, and she still is. She pointed me to Christ at an early age. She has been a faithful wife and mother, and I love her dearly. Looking forward to celebrating another Mother's Day with her this weekend. And I'm super blessed, doubly blessed, because I have a mother in love that is treated me like her own, loved me, pointed me to continue to grow in Christ and give me wisdom and mentor me early on in my walk with Christ and in my marriage and in raising children, always gently just reminded me of scripture. So I'm doubly blessed to have a wonderful mother and mother in love that love me, support me, and are always there to be the mom that anybody would want, that teaches Christ's word, and they live it, and they love us, and we are very, very blessed, very thankful.
Amen. Well, I am so thankful for you, Debbie, and the whole family loves you and loves that husband of yours that we call Jeff and TNT. So thank you for taking time out of your schedule today to call and to share your testimony and the legacy and influence of Mom in your life. Thank you so much for that, and have a blessed day today.
Thank you, Dad. Love you.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you. Love you, TNT.
Bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the influence of mother, a mother's influence. We've still got time for one or two other callers. Could you share with our listeners today the influence your mother has had on your life and how it's changed your life and the influence as a result of that of your life on those in your family? And we've looked at a text briefly just touching on it. Ms. Farber of Ruby's, Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31, a wonderful study. One of my wife's favorite texts in all the Bible is the Proverbs 31. And then another one is Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and wisdom and instruction. And that is one of the favorite texts of my wife's, because she believes that, and that is true scripturally, biblically. The fear, the awe, reverence of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's been her mantra and her mindset and her heartbeat in training our four sons and then our grandkids that they've grown up. In fact, going back to the text, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. The word way is the bent, the leaning, the direction. The way he should go, not the way he wants to go, but the way he should go. And from the Hebrew transliteration in that text, and when he shall have become old, he will not have departed from it. And I just think very openly, wow, what a responsible mother that will be willing to train up a child in the way he should go. And not the way he wants to go, but the way he should go. When he will have become old, he'll not depart from it. Then in the 3 John 1:4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I can witness to that fact, ladies and gentlemen. My wife, my four sons, the mother of my four sons, that's truly the Miss Far Above Rubies in our home. She has nourished, trained, prayed for, and taught our four sons to love the Lord Jesus, to accept him as Savior and Lord in their lives. As a result of that, they've grown up to be strong Christian men with Christian families, Christian wives, and sons and daughters that have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. That's the influence of a mother, a mother's influence. So today, I pray that you can share, even though you have not done so on the radio broadcast, I pray that you can share that same passion, that same joy, that same reflection of your mother's influence on your life. And perhaps that influence has caused you to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. I believe that that is the thing that is needed so much today in our great nation, is a nation that has a whole population that can say, I love the Lord because he loves me, and I've influenced my sons and daughters with that. Proverbs 31, verse 10 says, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Verse 11 says, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you have a precious Mother's Day. If your mother's still alive, spend time with her. Hug her. Let her know you love her. There'll come a day that you won't have that privilege. So I pray that you'll have a precious Mother's Day. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today to Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air, as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.